From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A senior White House advisor is indicating the administration opposes a national moratorium on foreclosures. David Axelrod saying he's not sure about a moratorium because there are some valid foreclosures that probably should go forward. Some key Democratic lawmakers, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, have called on the government to take more aggressive action on the problem. Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida says she backs the idea of a freeze.
We need a combination of a freeze, potentially, and also we need to sit down with the banking industry and talk to them about ways in which we can help them be able to work those mortgages out, because it's absolutely imperative that we keep people in their homes.
But GOP Congressman Eric Cantor of Virginia is warning that a freeze could hurt the struggling housing market.
If you impose a moratorium on foreclosures, what you're telling people and institutions that lend money is they do not have the protection to take the risk they need to extend credit so people can get a mortgage.
Both lawmakers were on Fox News Sunday. Work crews in Chile are scrambling to shore up the escape shaft that will be used to bring 33 miners to the surface. Richard Reynolds reports the men have been trapped underground for more than 2 months now.
The steel tubes weigh more than 150 tons each, but will prevent loose rock near the top of the evacuation tunnel from falling in and jamming the rescue capsule, which will raise the miners to the surface. The work is expected to take up to 2 days. Then an enormous winch will be set up to raise and lower the specially designed capsule, which will bring the miners to the surface one at a time. That final process is expected to begin on Wednesday. The final decisions are being made as to what order the miners will be raised in. The miners themselves are squabbling over the order. Nobody wants to go first. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds at the San Jose Mine.
A gathering of more than 2,000 Tea Party activists in Virginia has heard calls for limits on federal power and spending. Anne Marie Morgan of Virginia Public Radio reports that Virginia's attorney general told the convention that the Tea Party would not exist were it not for failures by the Republican Party.
Liz Butler is a preschool teacher.
Extremely concerned. I feel like my two sons, who are 10 and 6, are going to bear the brunt of all this spending. They're going to grow up and they're going to be taxed to death.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul called for an intellectual revolution to teach that freedom shrinks when government grows and government is too big.
You know, we're in this economic crisis because we spent too much money we didn't have. We borrowed too much money.
A presidential straw poll was won by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. For NPR News, I'm Anne Marie Morgan in Richmond, Virginia.
More than 58 million Social Security recipients may have to go a second straight year without a cost of living adjustment. That adjustment depends on the inflation rate, and barring some unexpected jump in the September numbers, government's expected to announce Social Security benefits will be unchanged next year. This is NPR News. President Obama is urging voters in the upcoming congressional elections not to forget that he inherited serious economic problems when he took office.
I took whatever steps were necessary to stop the economic freefall, to stop a second depression, even if those decisions were not popular.
Mr. Obama speaking at a rally in Philadelphia. He travels to Florida today for more campaign events, including a fundraiser at the home of former NBA star Alonzo Mourning. The imprisoned Chinese dissident, who is the winner of this year's Nobel Peace Prize, has had a tearful meeting with his wife. NPR's Rob Gifford reports she says her husband is dedicating the prize to victims of the Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989.
In a sign of just how contradictory modern China can be, the wife of Liu Xiaobo, Liu Xia, visited her husband in jail and then wrote about it on the microblogging site Twitter. When she returned to Beijing, she was placed under house arrest at her apartment. Through her tweets and contact with friends, Liu Xia said her husband broke down in tears as he told her he was dedicating the award to those who died in the June 4th massacre. He was one of the leaders of that movement and has spent the last 21 years in and out of jail for pushing for political reform in China. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.
Wedding chapels in Las Vegas and Reno said they had a big day on Sunday with couples who wanted to get married on 10-10-10. Kathy Marino owns the Arch of Reno Wedding Chapel.
Ever since 777, it's kind of caught on to do 888-999-10-10-10. And I believe after 12-12-12, you won't be able to do this again for like 1,000 years or something is what they're saying.
Marino said she did about 50 weddings yesterday compared to a normal 8 to 10 on a Sunday. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.